Hi guys, what's up? This is me, Vienne 007. I know you missed me. Come on, listen. If you walk today in my shoes, you would understand that Vienne has been very busy. Although I may look very naughty for not, you know, meeting up to the needs that I promised I was going to, but please don't leave me. Stay with me, okay? All right. These days, I have a lot on my plate. When I say a lot, I mean obviously a lot. Well, I've been like disappearing or missing in action, if I can use that term, on social media as much as I really want to be there updating with the basketballs and all. Man, I don't really get that kind of time like before. So, I made training manager and content manager with a reputable TV station. Can I even call them a TV station? Let me say a digital platform now, as well as your regular TV. But then they've got like massive different channels that they put out there. But I'm so excited, like I can't even contain myself. Let me just give you the gist. Like I just day out, so I didn't sleep on my own. Last year when I left my former employers, I told myself something. I said, with the years that I've put into the entertainment industry, broadcasting to be precise, I don't think at my age and at this state and stage with everything that I've created, I want to go out taking my CV from place to place. I remember at the time when I was, you know, gonna like leave there, my colleagues at the time were like, no, do you have a plan? Do you have this? See, I kid you not, I had no plan. But there's something I have. It's called willpower and the power of the tongue and determination and a very good support system. I remember the time that I was speaking with one of my colleagues. He said something like, oh, people are saying that I'm going to be at home, I'm going to be depressed, blah, 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 blah. But I laughed because sometimes when you don't have a plan, it's not because you don't have one. It's because you're trusting God to help your plan come into fruition. And that was my real story. In fact, that is still my story. So first things first, I did the ultimate thing. I decided like, you know what, I'm going to take this big bold step and forget about radio. Yes, radio is a part of me. I killed it. I succeeded. I thrived. In fact, if there's any word I can use as in I finished radio, but I was killing it. And then I'm like, is that all there is to VN007? The iconic VN007? There is more to me. Listen. Leaving there was a blessing, not a curse. Yes, a lot of people were sad, people cried, people were like, oh no, Via, don't go, blah, blah, blah. Some were happy, duh, this life, see, another man food, this another man poison, yeah. Some people, yeah, God blessed through my exits, which is a blessing for me because I'm somebody that I believe in giving people space, the opportunity to grow and a platform. So I'm glad that my exits, you know, brought some newfound thing to someone else. But the coco be say, sometimes when you dey place they work and people tell you there's no job out there, my dear, do not fall into that category of people that believe that. I'll tell you categorically for free, yes, I didn't have a game plan as it looked like, but I had focus and I knew there were other things that I really wanted to do in my life other than just, you know, sitting in a cubicle and talking to the world every other day. And even as much as that was a beautiful thing, I just felt there is more that I want to explore to the brand VN007 and share with the world, which I'm doing right now. Bottom line is I left and I sat down with a group of young people and decided that we're going to produce a food talk and game show. And guys, I kid you not, we've recorded like 2 seasons. We're going on the 3rd season. This show has not even hit the internet yet, but when it does, ooh child, you're gonna be begging me for more. Ugh. I've had like tons of celebrities come through, people who have helped me, people who have been very supportive, and then I finally landed my first gig as a co-producer. So you see, sometimes every disappointment is a blessing, and all this happened between December 2020 and February 2021. In the space, I got calls from different media houses, majorly radio, people asking me to give me radio gigs, OAP gigs and what, but I realized I wanted more. I just didn't want to be that pretty voice again. I wanted to do more than just being a pretty voice. And then the call came from my new employers. I was shocked. The CEO himself was the person who called me, and I'm like, y'all, this is like a huge feat. Well, initially, back and forth, we had like just 2 meetings, and the 3rd meeting, I'm like, you know what? I want a brand that would understand why I'm coming there. I'm coming there as Vien to come uplift it, as Vien to bring my magic into their city, as Vien to, you know, prove again once more that there's a grace that I carry around with me. Yes, people say I'm a vibe and I have this effective and infectious energy. So it's only good and only right that I bring it to a place where people feel, you know what, you don't do. Listen, I'm going to be more than enough for my new employers. I'm going to go beyond what it is I thought I could do. I'm going to explore new territories. I'm going to conquer a new terrain. Having said that, ladies and gentlemen, your radio girl is now a TV girl.